Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Hanan.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. My name is Hanan, and I was a first-generation low-income college student that graduated from Yale in May of 2023 with a 3.9 GPA in molecular biology.
Wow.
I would like to start by saying, holy shit. That is amazing if you're a first generation low income student, even going to Yale, let alone going to Yale studying molecular biology, let alone ending up with a 3.9 GPA in molecular biology, which I have a feeling really means something.
Yeah.
Because the sciences tend to not give out good grades unless you really earned them. Could be different at Yale. Maybe there's rampant grade inflation at Yale. I don't know. From May 2023 to November of 2023, I worked in a research lab before quitting and was originally intent on pursuing medical school. Due to personal and family circumstances, I no longer believe that medical school is in my future. My understanding from your videos is that most people should not pursue law school, especially if it's only for the money. I've chatted with current law students and lawyers who are currently working in patent law, and I could see myself doing it. My major questions to you guys are threefold. Number one, what makes for a competitive applicant for law school? I'm a bit worried because most of my extracurriculars were medical related.
Okay, let's stop there. That's going to be a huge advantage in your favor because obviously, you've proved yourself in a demanding area, and there are not a lot of other people like you applying to law school. So you're going to be special, not an outcast.
You're like a no-brainer shoe-in law school admit.
Yeah.
You have no idea what kind of clowns are going to most of these law schools, and you are like, you're a killer in this world. So don't worry. I mean, extracurriculars, Jesus Christ. You were about to be an MD. You studied molecular biology. The law schools are going to have a million different ways that that fits perfectly with what they offer. I mean, they're going to think that you're a wonderful fit for law school.
Yeah.
Number two, how do I know if law school is the correct fit for me? Should I talk to more lawyers and visit some classes?
You're obviously a accomplished student. So I don't think asking you to read a book should be much of a hindrance. I would read Don't Go to Law School Unless.
I agree. Read Don't Go to Law School Unless. And talk to more lawyers for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you talk to patent lawyers and you understand what they do, you see where they went to law school. You can see the path they followed. Maybe they were a patent agent while they were in law school. I know that's a common thing for people with technical backgrounds. You can actually make money while you're in law school as a patent agent and get a full ride to law school, probably. Visiting classes, not so much, because that's just such a small portion of what, you know, that's 14 hours a week for like 14 weeks per semester times six semesters. It's just this tiny little piece of it is you actually sitting in class. So I don't really think that matters very much. I think that you should talk to the lawyers about what they actually do, how much money they make, whether that's something that you think is going to be a good decision for you. Number three, is it a waste of time to pursue law school if I'm only interested in working for big law?
Interesting. Because pursuing big law, if you can actually stomach it and you get to the point where you love it, that's the best outcome in terms of your investment, right? Because that's where you're actually going to get paid for all this time and money you put into law school. But
big
sadly,
law or yeah. Start your own firm is yeah. That's like the only ways that people make big money in the law. Yeah. I mean, the median salary, Hanan, for lawyers is like $100,000. But that median, it's a bimodal distribution, which Hanan will understand because he studied science. And it's the most lawyers make more like $60,000. There's a big bump in the curve there. And then there's another smaller bump up at like $190,000, where all the big law associates start. And so it's only the big law associates that make the big money. Yeah. And it drags up the median to up to $100,000. But like that's where the money is. I mean, I would almost say the opposite of that. Wouldn't you, Ben? Like if someone says, is it a waste of time to pursue law school if I'm not at all interested in ever working for big law?
Yeah. Then you're like, maybe so.
Well, we would be like, okay, so what are you going to do? I mean, are you going to work in the public defender's office, or are you going to work in the DA's office? Or are you going to work in some other like small mid-size context? You know, did you realize what that means for how much money you're going to make?
Yeah.
But there are a lot of people. I mean, some of the people that I'm the most enthusiastic about are the people who are like, yep, I have been a paralegal in a big law firm. My mom's a big law lawyer. I know exactly what I'm getting myself into. I'm definitely going to go into big law. Those are the people that I'm like, okay, I would shoot myself, but I believe in you. Like, I think that you're going to be successful.
Yeah. Yep.
Hanen continues, my parents both work 6 days a week to make ends meet in the Bay Area, and I want to be able to contribute financially.
Okay.
Ben just says, okay. Yeah. I say, don't pay for it, whatever you do.
Yeah.
But just do not pay for law school. I do not want to see you impoverish your family even more by borrowing money to go to law school. You can, by the way, go for free. Hanen continues, today I took prep test one under timed conditions and scored, under untimed conditions and scored a 164. What would you recommend I do from here? What do you think? What's your advice for Hanen?
Well, yeah, it's a little hard to assess that 164 based on the fact that you did it untimed, but I would do a couple things. One, we talked about reading that book. Two, I would go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships so you can get those, see how to get into school for free. And then three, I would create a free demon account and start drilling and seeing what happens when you see how we approach the test.
Yeah, I would have preferred a timed practice test to an untimed practice test just because the test is timed and it's just not all that impressive. Like whatever, I don't know how much attention you really paid it, right? Like when people do tests untimed, Hanen might have spent 30 minutes per section.
Yeah.
Which you get 35. Or Hanen might have spent 40 minutes per section, which is like almost timed.
Yeah.
Or Hanen might have spent 3 hours per section.
Yeah. And then
like if you spent 3 hours on that test, Hanen, 164 is not that great.
Yeah.
If you spent, you know, like a more reasonable amount of time on that, if you spent like 40 minutes per section or something and got a 164, then that's like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, anyway, did we even really need that? Hanen has a 3.9 from Yale in a science. Like, you're good, dude. You're going to crush the LSAT eventually. So I agree. Bran again said, read, don't go to law school unless. It's an old book, but you should read it. Go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships and take a look at what people like actually get charged to go to law school. Get a free LSAT Demon account, do a couple more practice tests or practice sections, do them timed. Write us back. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. It sounds like you have the potential to score very high.
Oh yeah.
Regardless. And so you can and should go to law school for free.
If you go, you should go for free. One more note for Hanen is that the logic game section of the test is disappearing after the June LSAT. And I have a feeling, Hanen, you probably already scored perfectly on your logic games. Mm. That's the analytical reasoning section of the test. It is naturally, as someone who killed it in the sciences, it is going to be a very strong section for you. You could probably score perfectly in your sleep on that section once you are fully prepared for it. And so I would encourage you, if you, you know, just consider it, like look at your performance on the reading comp and the logical reasoning compared to your performance on the analytical reasoning. Analytical reasoning, the games, that is the section that people score perfectly on if they're ever going to score perfectly on anything. And I have a feeling that someone like that, right? Someone coming from a sciences background with really good grades, they normally just take to that section really, really quickly. And you could probably be scoring perfectly on that section like right now. You're only going to have one more chance ever to take those games because the April deadline has already passed.
It has.
It is offered in June with games. And I would say Hanen probably should be planning to take the June LSAT officially if he can get his LR and RC up to snuff in between now and then.
Yep.
But good luck. Write us back. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you would like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.